The Salvation Army is seeking donations, but it's probably not what you typically expect them to collect. They're seeking musical instruments to put in the hands of young students in the Chattanooga area. I spoke with Tyler Smith about the School of Music and Arts in Brainerd. Horns that toot and drums to bang, guitars, and just about any instrument a young person would want to learn. Those are the items the Salvation Army is currently seeking in donations. Tyler, where will these instruments be going?
The instruments are going to the School of Music and Arts. It's a program started by the Salvation Army. It's in Brainerd. It's an after-school program. It's two semesters with a summer school, summer camp, and the students go there for 2 hours a week and get professional lessons by professional instructors. They get a chance to express themselves through music and through art.
You're collecting instruments to donate to the school. Are there certain types of instruments that are more likely to get into the hands of a student than another type?
Yes. Everyone, I think, has always wanted to play the guitar. And so, yeah, I think guitars or keyboards, you know, piano lessons and things like that, those are probably more readily available. Drums, percussion instruments, bongos, congos, you know, maracas or tambourines. But, you know, we're also looking for brass instruments, which are kind of more expensive. But I think with the band programs and things like that, that we probably could get those in as well.
Well, some people may have these old instruments sitting around in the closet. What happens if they're not quite functioning properly, or maybe it's been a while since they've oiled that trombone?
Just bring it in. The director, because of necessity, has become a pretty good instrument repair guy. But also, we've had a few people in the community who's donated some time to fixing these instruments, because we know, you know, you're sitting in the back of the closet or up in the attic or wherever they may be, we're going to have to do some touch-up with the instruments.
Do you ever have people purchase new instruments to donate?
Yeah, absolutely. We are looking for money donations as well to sustain the program for a year, but also, you know, people want to give instruments too. So, you know, they run to the local, you know, music shop and pick up an instrument for one of these kids, and that's a great thing to do.
What are the age ranges of the children involved in the program?
I think there's very young children. They actually have little xylophones and smaller drums that some of the smaller kids go in there. But I'm pretty sure it starts kind of older elementary to, you know, middle school and even into high school.
Do you know how many children are being served by this program?
Yes, currently they have this semester 50 students, and they don't have enough instruments. So this drive is like a right now. As we get the instruments, we are getting it to the children so that they can go home and practice and, you know, really just learn how to express themselves.
Are you aware there's a real positive correlation between music and mathematics skills, that these will also help improve their school performance?
I've been told that statistically, yes, that students that do participate in music and arts actually excel in school, self-expression, those types of areas. So, yeah, I mean, I know as a passionate musician, you know, I picked up a guitar early on in my life, and in those awkward teenage years where I wrote a lot of love ballads because I didn't really know how to express myself, but And I found, like, just, you know, writing music, it was a way to connect with my friends and family and that type of thing. So I just want to give that back and make it an opportunity for the children.
Where can you donate instruments or, well, obviously you wouldn't drop cash in a drop box like this, but you do have barrels or boxes set up around town to pick up instruments.
Yeah, we have a lot of momentum going. Northwest Georgia Bank has graciously set a Salvation Barrel in all of their locations around town, except for the Lafayette location. There's also, you can visit the website, csarmy.org, and there's a flyer there, and you can click and donate. All we ask is just to provide your name and address. I personally just want to send a thank you, and also you know, this is a tax write-off, so, you know, there is benefits to that as well. So we just wanted to make sure that you guys, if that's something that you are looking for, that we're getting that to you and say a little thank you. I think we're putting together a small little concert around the 1st of December. More details on that on the website as we kind of figure that out. You know, it's going to be free to the public. Thank you. And so if you donate, we'll send you an invitation and a little thank you and the tax write-off form.
You're looking basically for any kind of instrument. And the barrels will be available through the end of December?
The program actually is complete on December 1st. And then we're going to have the concert like December 8th, you know, just kind of like, all right, well, if you haven't donated by that time, here you go. Here's your last chance and come and watch the concert too.
It says here you're looking for 100 instruments. How far along are you on that?
Currently, I have about 10 to 15 instruments and quite a few promised. We've also set up with Wrigley. They would just within their association have promised to bring 25 instruments to the program. And so we're just really grateful that the community is really just getting behind this. We've got some pretty good momentum and just would love to see this happen, because if we reach this goal, we're not only going to affect the program in Brainerd, but they're going to start satellite programs in Chattanooga at different locations and start really affecting more children in Chattanooga in general.
Would you consider this a good corporate challenge to put out to their employees?
Yes. They actually have two plants, and one here in Chattanooga, and they have a Mars plant in Cleveland. And that's kind of my next step, is to reach out to the Cleveland family and associates and see if we might be able to get a little rivalry going on, maybe a little contest. But they have been fully supportive of the program and jumped right in. You know, what can we do? They're not only going to do the 25 instruments, but also I think there's going to be some money donated on their behalf. I think they're going to match whatever the associates collect. So it's going to be really interesting. I can't wait to see how it all turns out.
Music Matters, a program through the Salvation Army to teach music and arts to young students, is currently collecting donations of instruments through the end of November. Collection points are available at Northwest Georgia Banks. Learn more about the School of Music and Arts on the Salvation Army website at www.csarmy.org. Look under Programs. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.